Is it proper to complain about a disease, disability, poverty, or physical defect? Imperfections such as sickness, disability, or poverty are specially created by God in order to make a person grasp the temporary nature of the life of this world, yearn for paradise, and accordingly make an effort to attain it. Hence, these imperfections are, in fact, blessings that God grants to His servants. For a person who knows how to take heed, these situations which seem to be difficulties in the world turn out to be great blessings in respect to his eternal life. God has promised paradise to his servants who, when faced with the deficiencies and difficulties of the life of this world, put their trust in God and are steadfast in order to earn his good pleasure. Furthermore, God will remove all the imperfections, both spiritual and physical, of these people in paradise, and will create them in the most beautiful and eternal form. That is why what one should do in the face of such an imperfection is not to forget this fact and to utterly yield to his Lord, who is the Lord of infinite wisdom. Because there is absolute goodness and great wisdom, unknown to the person himself, in the fate that God has determined for him. It is not compatible with the morals of the Quran to be displeased at and to complain of situations that people do not like, such as poverty, ugliness, or sickness. Of course, people will resort to all the means of modern medicine in the face of sickness, and will do all in their power to overcome difficulties. However, what they also need to do in the event that those efforts come to nothing is to accept the fate that God has set out for them. It should be remembered that a person who complains of and is not happy with a situation is in fact displeased with a good thing that God has willed for him. That surely is ingratitude to God, because He creates every incident in order to test man and renders it a means to his eternal salvation. The ideal behavior that believers should exhibit is described in the Quran as follows. Say, nothing can happen to us except what God has ordained for us. He is our master. It is in God that the believers should put their trust.